This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. We want to help you guys help us keep the conversation moving forward. You can visit... We want to help you guys help us keep the conversation moving forward. You can do that by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. You can leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave all those links in the description so you can do just that.
You know what I've noticed? This is not a gripe. This is not, it has nothing to do with you, but you just did it and it made me think about it. Whenever we mess up a word or whenever we misspeak, it's almost always across the board, people will be like, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah. Like you have to get the gibberish
get
out so that you get back to regular.
You can leave that in, by the way. Yeah.
Get back to the regular stream. I do that. I'll stutter over something. I'll be like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then like that's going to help reset.
I've seen
whatever.
Hollywood actors do that. Like in blooper reels and stuff. They'll be like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. It's funny. Like we have gibberish built up in our mouth and we have to get
100%.
It made me think of that.
Yep.
The verse of the day today comes from Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets.
That's the golden rule, man.
That's it.
That's it. Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We teach kids about that. And it's something that is instilled in us in such an early age. And the world has taken that for just common sense. That's just basic empathy. That's just something that humans are born with. It's not.
No.
This is the word of God.
Yeah.
You know, where do you think that that golden rule comes from? It's not just something that's like a weird law of the world. It's instilled in us by God. And I think people really deny that.
Yeah. And if it resonates, I mean, if you see kids doing this, if you see kids gravitating toward fairness and justice, I mean, that is evidence of the image of God in them. That's not something that's been pre-programmed in them by genetics. Mm-hmm. That's something that God has knit into us, and it reflects his nature of being fair, being just, and caring for others.
100%. Empathy for others and compassion for others is an attribute of God. That every human being, whether or not they acknowledge it or not, every human being has the potential to possess.
Right.
And so this is the word of God that has been given to us. And we want to be able to help you access it more readily. Today's sponsor of the show, of course, is Date the Word. That's a free app on iPhone and Android. Every single day connects today's date to God's word with the hope of making it more memorable for you. Ryan, it's finally Friday, my
finally
friend.
Finally Friday.
It's finally Friday. I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend right here at the church. Hey, listen, I got to ask you something.
Okay.
Here comes the money.
Oh, yeah, baby. $1 million.
question coming at you.
You can't see it on the radio, but I'm making it rain imaginary Benjamins.
This is one of the hardest ones I've ever been asked. Someone asked me this.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Someone asked
me
this.
To hear it now.
Where were we? It was at rehearsal last night, Thursday night rehearsal.
Okay.
And someone asked me this. They were like, hey, I want you to do this on the radio show. This is one of my favorites I've ever been asked.
Okay.
$1 million.
And I love that for me.
Every dream you have is uploaded to YouTube. Is recorded and uploaded straight to YouTube.
My YouTube channel?
Good question. Good question.
Like, are these videos populated on my...
Oh, man. For $1 million, I would say no. Just
okay,
on YouTube.
Okay, so they just exist on YouTube
somewhere.
They
just are out there.
Any dream
I don't
you
know.
Ever
that's
have.
A great That's a great question.
Any dream you ever have.
I don't... Because... There's some dreams I don't want on my personal, under my YouTube account.
I feel like I would take this because it's rare that I remember a dream, but that doesn't mean I don't have them.
Yeah.
So
no,
it worries me, like, what are the dreams I'm having that I'm not remembering?
If it was private, I would pay money. I would pay, like, I don't know, $5,000 or $6,000 just to be able to go back and watch my dreams just for myself.
Yeah.
Having them uploaded for everyone to see, especially that you've kind of rocked me there with the, because I never even considered whether it's my account. I guess I just assumed that it was, but I would take it if it weren't on my account.
Yeah.
For $2 million, I'll take it. I'll, if I could have $2 million,
I'd do it for $2 million.
I would do it for $2 million. I want to ask Dr. Shot because that's a great question.
That is a great question. That is a good one.
Think of the dreams that you've had. Some of them are silly. Some of them are like, hey, I dreamt one time that we were all playing. We were like all in Mario Kart.
Right.
Like we were we play in Mario Kart. But then sometimes I've dreamt some stuff that like I really don't want out there. I don't want attached to my account.
That would be interesting too if you don't remember your dream, but it is automatically uploaded. You're like, this came from my head. Like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah. And then people like your mom is texting you, can you explain this?
No, I really can't.
Your wife is texting you, what's this about?
Here's $2 million.
That's rough, man. That's rough.
Write in and let us know if you would take that deal. $2 million, or we keep it in $1 million, but your dreams are uploaded to YouTube for the world to see.
Yeah, that's rough. I would be really interested to see who would take that.
Yeah. 252-582-5028 or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Hey, what's going on, listeners? My name is John.
And I'm Ellie.
And we just want to take a second and let you know about Dr. Shah's new book on the market right now called Can We Recover the Original Text of the New Testament? Boy, that is a long title.
True, but it's a very simple message. The original text of the New Testament is not only attainable, but there are lots of different ways that scholars go about discovering it.
There's a lot of people out there saying that the original text is lost forever, or that it's hopeless to actually try to find it, or that there's many texts of the New Testament. But alongside Dr. David Allen Black, Dr. Shah has actually compiled papers from some of the world's leading experts in textual criticism, including one written by himself on various methodologies for extracting the original text. And listen, if you're interested in textual criticism, this book is a great introduction to the field.
You can pick up your copy on Amazon, or you can buy it from our church website. That's clearviewbc.org. We're going to leave a link in the description box so you can get your copy today.
Love that. Ellie, let's hop back in.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. If you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and unfortunately, Dr. Abadan Shah has stepped out of the studio today, but we are here live with Dr. Questions, who just so happens to also be a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, also happens to be a professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and is hosting, today's show.
I'm not saying that there are striking similarities between Dr. Shah and Dr. Questions, but I'm not saying it.
Who do you think would win in a fight? Dr. Questions, you think you would
Dr. Shah.
You think Dr. Shah would take 100%, Dr. Questions?
100%.
That's kind of, you got to be careful.
I'm not. I mean, he's a tough guy.
He's a tough guy. He works out.
He's my hero.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. Dude, did you look at the questions?
No.
That's the second question.
Who's
your hero? I can't believe that. That was pretty great. Well, we are here with Dr. Questions. Dr. Questions, I do want to ask you, if for the low, low price of $1 million,
okay,
you, every dream that you have is recorded and uploaded to YouTube.
Ooh, no.
It's not it's not tied to your account. It's not tied to your account. It's just out there.
But it's me.
I mean, if you see yourself in the dream, then yeah, like if you look in a mirror,
recognizably you.
But if you are just, if it's like you just looking around, like no one's gonna know, and all, like people would have to stumble on it. It's not tied to your account.
Some of my dreams are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like the one I had recently sharing the gospel in Iran. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was a pretty cool dream.
I think unless you see yourself in the dream, people wouldn't be able to tell. It just gets uploaded to some random account.
Yeah.
I would say 2 million and it gets uploaded to your account. But I wouldn't take that.
No.
I wouldn't take that either.
I would probably take it. I feel like I rarely ever remember a dream.
Bro, my dreams are insane.
It's rare that I remember a dream. I mean, maybe once or twice a year.
So rare. Not going to happen on the...
most of my dreams are just adventurous.
Yeah.
It's things like I'm over there sharing the gospel, and I'm like in these iconic historical ancient sites that, you know, you cannot visit anymore. Yeah. And so I'm there, and then I'm like, I'm going to get a good selfie right here. And here's a guy who's been trailing me for a while. He's been watching every move I'm making. He's like, I'll take the picture. I was like, oh, okay. So I give him my phone, and he's like, and I'm like, oh God, please don't let any message come.
Praying for you in Jesus' name.
Yeah, praying for you in Jesus' name, something like that. He's going to kill me. So I'm like, oh, please don't. And then I wake up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Whew. I would say you could have that uploaded to YouTube for $1 million.
Yeah, I could do that.
Very cool.
Yeah,
all right. Dr. Questions is taking the money.
Well, of course, it is Friday. That means
that's why I'm in this ridiculous getup.
For lightning round questions.
Yeah, it's time for the lightning round.
Lightning strikes every Friday.
You know what this means? It means all the questions you guys have been giving us throughout the week, we are going to read to Dr. Questions right here on the air. And guess what he's going to do?
He's going to answer them. He's going to answer
them. Starting with Michael P. What do you think the P stands for? Come on, cuz.
Papua New Guinea.
Michael Papua New Guinea wants to know, Dr. Questions, what is your favorite Bible verse and why?
Mm. Wow.
That's a good one. I feel like we've answered this before, but it might have changed.
There are several verses I like, but the one that I think is really, is my all-time favorite, I have several, is Galatians 2:20, where Paul talks about, you know, I'm crucified with Christ. Mm-hmm. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen.
And that's a very helpful verse, because in those moments where my pride is injured or my... you know, I've been challenged, or somebody has been hateful or mean, or I'm good to someone, but they're hateful towards me. And I want to respond, or I want to assert that's not going to be tolerated. And yes, there's a place to say, you know, for the greater good, you cannot treat me that way.
Right.
That cannot happen.
Right.
But if it's something I take personal, like it hurts me personally, and I want to respond from my own desire to save my honor. Is this nothing to do with God's kingdom, God's glory? Or look, if you do that to me, then for the greater good, this is not a good thing. No, this is just me. My pride got injured. I got upset. I got angry because of how you treated me. In those moments, God reminds me, aren't you dead? Aren't you supposed to be dead in Christ? Then why are you rising up and asserting your pride or your fighting for your honor?
Yeah.
Why do you feel you need to do that?
Fantastic.
Well,
point.
You don't know how they treated me. You don't know how they treat me. They should not be treating me like that based on what I've done for them. No, it's not what a dead person does.
Yeah.
So you have to leave it in the hands of God and say, God, I'm already crucified with Christ. So it really comes handy, by the way.
Galatians 2:20.
That's good. That's a whole episode.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Wow. Galatians 2:20.
Revisit that.
Michael, thank you so much for your question, my friend. Moving on.
Next question is coming to us from Travis T. John, what does the T stand for?
Travis Tritt.
Travis Tritt himself.
Yeah, he wrote in. That's crazy.
Here it is. Who is your hero?
Like superhero?
It's open-ended. I'm assuming based on
maybe let's go superhero and then who's your inspiration?
Superhero is Phantom.
It's got to be the Phantom.
The ghost who walks. Man who can never die.
Mr.
Walker.
There's so many Gen Z people, or so probably even millennials, good. Being like, "Who is the Phantom? Who is that? I
don't so know
who that
good."
Is. Yeah, I mean, if you've never seen, go watch the movie if you want to, or you can also read comic books that are online. Yep. Mm-hmm. You can buy, get them, and read them.
Dr. Questions is forget Batman, forget Spider-Man. Phantom is where.
Phantom
it's
is the guy.
I watched that movie years ago, and then when I came to Clearview and started talking, and you said your favorite hero was the Phantom, I was like, "Oh my gosh, someone else knows who the Phantom is."
Didn't he have a radio serialization? He had a radio show, right?
I don't know. I don't know that part of him. Okay. I know him only from comic books.
Gotcha.
Just like Bonanza.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right? Bonanza's show.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know there was a show.
Yeah.
You read the comics.
It was a comic book.
Yeah. Wow.
And so I remember reading about Hoss and Lil Joe and, you know, and I'm like, wow, this is such amazing. And look at what Hoss did over here. And look at Lil Joe. And he's so funny. And then
I'd be interested to see Hoss Cartwright in a comic book. I wanna.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It looks just like
just
the
like
main
on the show.
Guy. Yeah.
I didn't realize that it was a comic series.
The show did come first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the comic book followed.
Very cool.
The comic book is definitely based on the show characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Who is your like hero in the faith? Like your inspiration?
Yeah, we're like real life hero.
I mean, do I have to pick one?
No, give me some. Give you top three.
Yeah.
Oh my word. I mean, of course, my dad, Nicole's dad. Right, there's two.
Yeah. You're gonna give me top five.
Top five.
Yeah, it's hard.
If I were to go back in time, biblical times, of course, I'll pick Paul in the New Testament, amazing man of God. If I were to go in the Old Testament, my goodness, so many. I love Joseph.
Joseph, yeah.
Joseph was just an amazing character.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, he's an outsider coming in, so that appeals to me.
True. That's a good point.
So definitely that. If you go to early church history, there's so many. Good grief, so many. Martin Luther was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Martin Luther was quite an amazing guy. Of course, I like John Wesley.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have their weaknesses. Like, you know,
true.
I don't espouse everything that they supported or claimed. So some things I like. I love Spurgeon.
Yeah, yeah.
Spurgeon was quite amazing. I love Billy Graham.
Mm-hmm. Spurgeon, Billy Graham, and of course the Phantom.
Yeah, right?
Travis, thank you for writing in, my friend.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good. That's good company to keep.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Randy B wants to know: when you were a kid, did you know that you were did you know you would end up in the U.S. or did you envision a future in India? Was that something that happened just during your schooling and teenage years, or was that always sort of the plan?
I knew I would travel one day.
Mm-hmm.
That was always there because our family was different.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Christians in India are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are as patriotic as it gets when it comes to India. At the same time, we know that India does not have a place for Christians.
Right.
They call themselves secular, but what's happening now in India? They're supporting a government that is hateful towards Christians and other religions other than Hindus. So it's a bad place.
True.
So even back then, I knew one day I'll be coming to somewhere out west.
Right. And then once your brother came to America,
well, he went to England first.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He went to England first,
and then he came back to India for a brief time. I think about a year,
mm-hmm.
and then he came to America.
Right.
And then my dad came to me as I was finishing my 12th grade,
mm-hmm.
and I had finished it actually, was getting ready to take the exam, which is a big exam. He came to me and said, I want you to go to America for just 2 years
mm-hmm.
and then study at this Bible college. And I'm like, where Fred is? I said, yeah. I'm like, oh, why? I thought you wanted me to go towards the medical field. Because I was studying for the PMT, which is pre-medical test.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's how it happened.
Absolutely. Yeah. Randy B., thank you for writing in. We didn't give this guy a fake name. What do you think Randy B. stands for?
Well, I was thinking about that while you were reading, and it's got to be Buttercup.
Randy Buttercup, my friend. Thank you so much for writing in. Next question.
Next up, coming from Peter H.
Hoss.
Peter Hoss. What up, Hoss? Peter Hoss wants to know, have you ever been able to study the original manuscripts?
Yes, but not the original document.
Like not the autographs.
I won't say they're not even autographs. Autographs are the first manuscripts that left Paul or John or Peter's hands. Original manuscripts would be like Codex Sinaiticus or Codex Vaticanus.
Copies. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I haven't. Mm-hmm. You can't. You can look at them in, now we have facsimiles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Of Sinaiticus and Vaticanus. We mm-hmm. have that.
What's the one that looks really, that's got like the holes and everything? It's like the perfect facsimile.
That's
which one
Vaticanus.
Is that? Vaticanus. Okay. Yeah.
Sinaiticus we have as well. Mm-hmm. And it's not as good of a facsimile as the Vaticanus, mm-hmm. but it's still pretty
it's
good.
Still, yeah. It's still a perfectly legitimate facsimile. Yeah.
So, yes, I have looked at the original manuscript, but technically you haven't because they're sitting behind glass cases.
Right. But maybe a goal for one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be able to actually study. Is that something that, and I think maybe I've asked you this before, because you always see text critics and biblical scholars kind of poring over those manuscripts behind like lock and key. Is that something that's commonly done in textual criticism, or is that something that you just kind of do for promotional videos and pictures and stuff?
There are people who do that, like CSNTM, mm-hmm. Center for the Study of New Testament Manuscripts, which is in Dallas, mm-hmm. Dallas Theological, where Dan Wallace mm-hmm. And his team, they look at those manuscripts or ancient, you know, documents and photograph them. Mm-hmm. So they're not like sitting there studying every letter. They're photographing them with just very high resolution cameras.
Right, right.
And they have to be set properly and they have to have the right lights and they come down in a perfect way. And they're really revolutionizing mm-hmm. our study of the manuscripts. Mm-hmm. They're even in some places changing what we thought was a reading or what we thought was just a mark. It turns up to be part of the script mm-hmm. and it's changing some of our collations. Collations is where you take all the variants in a manuscript and you record it. Mm-hmm. So when you find out, it's like, wait, when you look at this picture, this is a old Xerox copy and the picture, oh, wait, there's more there. And the Xerox never copied that 30 years, 40 years, 50 years ago, but mm-hmm. here you have it.
Wow.
So then it begins to change. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, we got to change that. We mm-hmm. got to change that in the collation. And you have that at the VMR, which is in Germany at Münster, mm-hmm. where all these readings and information about manuscripts are being recorded.
Right.
And there are people who are there who will take what you send them, email them, then they'll verify it, and then they will include it in the reading. Mm. They'll include it in the collation. And we can access that.
Right.
Not everything, but most everything you can access.
So that's those reasons are why you would get near the original manuscripts, but not to sit there and actually compare, because those comparisons and collations have been more or less done.
They've been done, but with the photographs, they can be amended okay. or corrected.
Okay. Mm.
They become more accurate.
Okay.
But people are working with photographs, not with the actual
with
document.
The actual document. Yeah.
Like there. Holding up a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
That they may do that with them. It's too risky.
You see that a lot in videos and stuff where like promotional videos for these yeah. institutes and stuff where the scholars like kind of pouring over and they're looking and pointing. But I guess that's more of a...
It's kind of a show.
Yeah. Mm.
But at the same time, there are times where scholars will go to a certain library. Let's say the Bodleian Library mm-hmm. in Oxford, and there are manuscripts there. Mm-hmm. And they'll just go back there and they'll be like, okay, yeah, we get to see that in the library and we'll bring it. And it's under lock and key and all that. And they're there. You cannot just touch it.
Right.
And then they'll turn the page so you can look at it and say, yeah, see, that's the reading at this and this verse. And sure enough, it's right there. But they're not like right there discovering something.
Right.
Mm. It's already been figured out.
That's already
been
done.
But they're like, yep, that's it right there. That page is there.
Yeah.
Very cool. Peter, thank you so much for your question, my friend. Moving on to Harold B., longtime fan of the show. So I actually asked Harold B. He's one of the guys that texts in. He's asked a lot of questions. He's really interested in text criticism. I asked if he could say his name. Because I didn't know this. His name is Harold Berman. I don't know if you remember Harold Berman from Hey Arnold. You remember Harold from Hey Arnold? The kid with the, he was the Jewish kid with the, hold on, I'll pull him up. But anyway, his name is Harold Berman. I thought that was so great.
Really?
Because I was such a fan of Hey Arnold when I was a kid.
That's funny.
So anyway, hold on 1 second. I want to show you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey. Let me look up Hey Arnold.
Move it, football head.
Move it. That's Harold. That's yeah. Harold Berman.
Yeah, with the tooth.
So with the tooth, yeah. So I asked him, I was like, I usually would never say someone's full name, but since you write into the show all the time, you're such a fan, may I please just shout out to Harold Berman?
That is hilarious.
He wants to know, why do you prefer the NKJV?
I prefer the Byzantine text. Mm-hmm. Again, I am not a King James Version
right,
only.
Right.
Neither am I a New King James Version only. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Byzantine text. I feel that the arguments in favor of the Byzantine text are stronger than mm-hmm. the ones favoring Alexandrian or even the Western text, but really Alexandrian eclectic text. Mm-hmm. So the Byzantine text is represented by the King James and the New King James. Mm-hmm. The King James many times goes crazy, especially in like the comma Johannium mm-hmm. in 1 John chapter 5, where it adds there are three on earth and three in heaven and all kind of weird stuff, and it adds stuff in there. So that's why I'm not a King James version only,
yeah,
because it has obvious issues. But New King James does a good job representing without becoming a King James. Mm-hmm. Mm. I still think that there is place for a better translation of the Byzantine text.
Wow.
It definitely needs to happen. And I think you may see something coming out in the next few years.
Amen.
A good translation that is based on solid research, not just like, hey, I'm a King James. Good enough for Paul, good enough for me. Kind of. No, we don't go for that. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a place for a good Byzantine text English translation.
Amen.
And it should be done by a committee, not just one person doing it.
Right.
Yeah, that's a
right.
good point.
Amen. Thank you so much, Harold, for writing in. Shout out to the football head. Moving on to Leonard G. What do you think Leonard G stands for?
Oh, the G probably stands for... Gila monster. Doesn't sound like it should, but it does.
Leonard Gila Monster wants to know, how did you come to faith in Christ, Dr. Questions?
Well, you've heard me share this many times, mm-hmm. but I grew up in a Christian home, a pastor's home. So from a very early age, we were part of church life, hearing the word of God, praying every day in our homes. Mm-hmm. And my dad was preaching, and he was preaching on the end times. And I remember my mom sitting with me by my bedside, and she... this was a nighttime, so usually she would pray with me before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. And I asked my mom, you know, if Jesus comes, will Dad go mm-hmm. with him? She's like, oh yeah, he's going to go with him. Will you go? Yeah. Will brother go? Yes, he'll also go. How about me? And very kindly, gently, she said, well, I don't know. Have you asked Jesus to come into your heart? And I said, no. Well, I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to know him. And you have to ask him to be your savior. And yes, you can. Well, I want to do it now. And at 4 years of age, I knelt by my bedside with my mom mm-hmm. and accepted Christ as my savior.
I love that story so much, because I think I even tend to fall into the trap that most Christians do, is when a child that young says, I want to ask Jesus into my heart, they're like, no, you can't yet. You're not ready.
You don't understand.
Right.
And I love that story because Gavin... I can tell he gets it. He loves mm-hmm. Jesus. He loves this church. He prays. We pray every single night. And he doesn't even do now, lay me down to sleep anymore. He's, dear Jesus, thank you for today. Thank
really?
You for, yes, thank you for Dr. Shaw. Thank you for Clearview. Thank you for my Hill friends. I mean, he's,
wow.
When that happens, that story will encourage me because I don't ever want to do the thing that I'm inclined to do, which is, hey, son, let's wait till you understand.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Leonard, thank you so much for your question, my friend. Next question.
Next question is coming from Gerald P. What does the P stand for?
That's got to be pizza face.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Pizza man.
Yeah,
last time I said pizza.
That's not nice.
I think I pitched pizza face before and got scolded.
Yeah, it's not nice. Pizza man.
Gerald
Pizza Man wants to know, what's the most impactful Christian book you've read outside of the Bible?
Oh, my goodness. These questions are tough.
These are some good ones.
Some hard hitters.
Wow. Stuff. Well, that's the thing. You spend like 20, 30 years reading Christian books, and then someone's like, what's your favorite?
Wow. You know, I read so many every day. I'm reading some books, and I have like several books I'm reading side by side.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's just say this way. One of the most impactful books, because mm-hmm. I've read many books that have been helpful to me. One of the most impactful was Hugh Hewitt's book. Mm-hmm. In But Not Off. Mm. I read that book, golly, 20 plus years ago. Mm. And it was very impactful for me. And I made our kids read it. Mm. I said, y'all need to read this book.
Yeah. Wow.
In But Not Off.
In But Not Of. We'll go ahead and link that in the description.
Yes,
Gerald
yes.
P., thank you so much for your question.
Love it.
Jason C. wants to know. First, he wants to know what the C stands for.
Crouton.
Jason Crouton. What's a recent answer to prayer that you've experienced?
Big one, which is my sister.
Yes.
We prayed for her to come to America.
Yes.
And she's been here mm-hmm. before, but she had to go home, take care of my mom. As you know, my mom passed away. And now she's the only one left there. Mm. You know, of course, dad's side, the family doesn't exist. There are a few Christians, but... they're far away, mm-hmm. and many of them are in the West. And we prayed, and our men's ministry, men's prayer time on Tuesday mornings at 6, mm-hmm. very diligently prayed for mm-hmm. months. I mean, almost like a year now.
I would say so.
And of course, church family prayed. Many of y'all prayed. Mm-hmm. And she is coming.
Yes.
Praise
She's
God.
All,
God,
it's has, all solved.
God has answered that prayer. Oh,
Amen.
He is real.
Amen.
He's real. You know, sometimes we want things to be answered a certain way. And when they don't happen, you know, we get discouraged or mm-hmm. we get frustrated or we get disillusioned. But if you wait on God's timing, you'll find that His timing is always the best.
That's right.
Amen.
100%.
He knows what's happening behind the scenes, and He works all things together for good.
100%.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
I love it.
Man, so good. Thank you guys for sending in those questions. Dr. Questions, thank you for being here
Absolutely.
Today. We'll see you next time on Lightning Round Questions, and we'll welcome Dr. Shaw back when you take your leave.
All right.
If you guys have any questions that you've been sitting on for whatever reason, first of all, ask yourself why. Second of all, text those into the
radio
show. Yeah,
you got an opportunity every Friday.
Right. 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and let us know what's coming from our Clearview Today Show family. John, what encouragement do you want to leave our listeners with this week?
Same encouragement every single Friday. Make sure you are in a church somewhere that preaches the Bible this Sunday. Make sure that you're worshiping God, and come back and see us on Monday morning, because we got a whole week full of new content for you.
Amen. We love you guys. We'll see you Monday on Clearview Today.